And we're back here with All Access Sports Radio. I like that song, man. You should have kept that one rolling. Hey, give a big shout out to, what station are we talking about? Dallas, Fort Worth, KKGM, 1630 AM. Thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. As we talked about with the ASP the last couple of weeks, the surf tour, it's underway. It's happening in the Gold Coast of Australia as we speak. And we brought on our resident surf expert here at All Action Sports Radio, Ryan Simmons. Ryan, have you been following the first stop of the ASP tour?
Yes, I sure have.
Now, Ryan, before we get into, you know, what's been happening on the tour, on the first stop, the new rules as they stand, Dave Prodan from the ASP, the Vice President of Communications, he came on All Access Sports Radio twice to talk about, one, the new rules and how it's going to affect the riders, and two, to kick off the tour. You, as a veteran rider and as an announcer, how do you see it affecting riders both on and off the tour going forward?
Well, I think it's going to be a little less confusing. So they're kind of going back to the original format of the WQS and the WCT are separate now. So you either do the WCT if you're on the WCT only, or if you don't think you're going to make the top 22, well, then you're going to have to do five WQSs and try and stay in the top 10 of the WQS. So that's how the WCT guys stay on the tour. And you know, how they had it the last few years, it was confusing because the WCT guys got to keep WCT results in the WQS ranking. So the WQS guys had their hands up in the air like, whoa, 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 you know, we're working hard, and then you're letting these guys kind of double dip again. So, you know, it's back to the original format where the WQS is itself and the WCT is itself.
So going back full circle, and I kind of mentioned this today, Prodan, was Bobby Martinez essentially right in his assessment of how it was arranged and how it was more like a tennis setup versus a competitive surf setup?
Well, I think it's just the old adage, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And what happened, surfing started to get bigger and more prestige in the eyes of, you know, the world. And so the ASP decided, the new ASP, the old ASP, I guess, now since we're in a new, you know, leaders, they decided to try and change everything. And it was fine. It was, even originally, it was a top 44, and then they whittled it down to the top 32, so 12 less guys on the tour, and, you know, so they tried to make it more elite, and now it's going back to what it originally was because that model worked perfectly. And I think that's what Bobby, in essence, was saying, Wes, was he just said, well, why are we trying to change something that is working fine? And what happened is they got confused, you know, trying to make it a better, trying to make it perfect. You can't.
Trying to make it perfect. So has anyone reached out to Bobby and said, hey, man, welcome back?
I don't think the ASP would ever do that, just to be really honest. If you go against the grain with them, you're pretty much done. I hate to say it, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly for a while there, going back and forth with old Bobby Martinez. So now let's take a guy like the Gadowskis brothers. Does this help them get back on the tour, this new format?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. It's now the boys on the WQS, you got to grind it out. You know, there's probably 6 or 8 prime events where you get to keep your best five, and you also can keep your 6-star and your 5-star results, but they have to be, you know, obviously a smaller rated event has to be a better result to keep it at the end of the year. So when you throw away all your results and then you keep your best five, yeah, guys like Tanner and Pat, they're going to be out there, all the prime events, all the 6-stars, and I think Pat Gadowskis already has a couple big results. So maybe look to see more, you know, Californians and Americans back on the tour like we want to see.
You know, and I think you're right, because I think guys got a bad taste and they just bailed. You know, now they get a chance to prove themselves and stick around and fight a little bit harder, and both tours has a little bit of star power amongst them, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the WQS is definitely, it's, you know, the next closest thing to the World Tour, and it's all the guys that are going to be on the World Tour if they can make it. So, yeah, the WQS is huge in the eyes of the surfer and the people that know. I don't know how the public views it, but I know that the World Tour, the public views it like they're stoked. You know, the events are huge now, so compared to what it was even 5-10 years ago.
All right, well, Ryan, stick around. We're going to talk about the first stop on the Gold Coast of the ASP. So we'll be back more with Ryan Simmons and Surf here at All Access Sports Radio.